El expresión es Carlos Marrero. The last name is M-A-R-R-E-R-O. First name is Carlos, C-A-R-L-O-S. Clinical case of an 80-year-old Hispanic male that is following the office because of CKD stage 2. This patient has a past history of coronary artery disease. He has multiple PCIs and has been followed the recommendations and the cardiology follow-up has been periodical, period. He's lost significant amount of body weight and continues to lose weight. Today he comes with a body weight of 187 pounds, 2 pounds lighter than the last time. He continues to be with a low-sodium diet and has increased to a has switched to a plant-based diet that has made a difference. In the latest laboratory workup that was done June the 1st of 2023, the patient has its serum creatinine that is 0.8 with a BUN that is 17 and an estimated GFR that is 87 mLs per minute. The patient doesn't have proteinuria. Number two, the patient has coronary artery disease followed by Dr. Bandare, B like in boy, H like in hotel, A, N, D like in delta, A like in alpha, R like in Roger, E like in echo. He has been very stable, no interventions recently. The patient continues with the blood sugar very well controlled, the hemoglobin A1C 6.1. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control, has lost weight, the blood pressure today 125 over 76. Following number, hyperlipidemia. Total cholesterol 188, triglycerides 147, HDL 44, and LDL 117. Following number, the gastroesophageal reflux disease that is treated with the administration of famotidine. Following number, hyperuricemia that is treated with allopurinol 100 milligrams on daily basis, uric acid 6.7, and following number BPH with remarkable improvement. He has a pacemaker in the urinary bladder, continues to follow with the urologist in Tampa. Urine is completely clear. Following number, the patient is complaining of a tingling and numbness, and episodes of heat and cold in the left lower extremities. We are going to do an arterial Doppler ultrasound of the left lower extremity to rule out the possibility of peripheral vascular disease. We invested 12 minutes reviewing the lab and the imaging, 20 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.